For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. On Monday, January 14th, Kevin Stitt was sworn in as the 28th governor of the state of Oklahoma. This is his swearing-in ceremony and his first speech as governor.
Raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, J. Kevin Stitt, do solemnly swear.
I, J. Kevin Stitt, do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Oklahoma.
And the Constitution of the State of Oklahoma.
And that I will not knowingly receive.
And then I will not knowingly receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money or other valuable thing.
Any money or other valuable thing.
For the performance or non-performance.
For the performance or non-performance.
Of any act or duty pertaining to my office.
Of any act or duty pertaining to my office.
Other than the compensation allowed by law.
Other than the compensation allowed by law.
I further swear. That I will faithfully discharge my duties.
That I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As governor of the great state of Oklahoma.
As governor of the great state of Oklahoma.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
It is now my great privilege to introduce the Honorable J. Kevin Stitt, 28th Governor of the great state of Oklahoma. Thank you guys very much. Thank you. Please have a seat. Thank you, Corbin. Thank you, Pro Tem Greg Treat, Speaker Charles McCall, and members of the legislature. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell, and congratulations to all statewide elected officials. I look forward to rolling up my sleeves and working with you on the important tasks we have ahead to make Oklahoma a top 10 state. Thank you, Chief Justice Noah Gingrich and Justices of the Supreme Court. And I want to especially thank Governor Fallon, Governor Keating, Governor Nye, Governor Henry, Governor Walters for being here today. Thank you so much. And to my beautiful wife, Sarah, I wouldn't be here today without you by my side over the past 20 years. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Her heart and compassion for people is absolutely unmatched. And to my six children, Natalie, Drew, Kate, Piper, Remington, and Houston, I love you guys. I am so proud of you. I'd like to thank my mom and dad, my two brothers, and Sarah's family here today. Honored guests, friends, and my fellow Oklahomans, it is with deep gratitude and thanks to my Heavenly Father and with determination in my heart that I stand before you today. You see, I'm a pretty typical Oklahoma son, like so many of you. I moved around a little bit as a kid. I attended first grade in Wayne, Oklahoma, population 700. And then I graduated from Norman High School. I spent many summers in Skytook helping my grandparents on their dairy farm. And I spent Sundays in church listening to my dad preach. My dad raised me and my two brothers to believe we could do anything we put our minds to. He would tell us, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. The future doesn't just happen, you make it happen. So dream big. These words have echoed in my mind through many sleepless nights over the past 20 years while building an Oklahoma company with my wife and Sarah and raising our family that we love dearly. It wasn't easy. We took great risks as a family. We made hard decisions. We sacrificed. We weathered difficult times, and we learned from each other, from our employees, and from our community. And to my Gateway team members here today, thank you for being part of our American dream. Two years ago, the idea of running for governor was still just a small mustard seed. I traveled the country visiting my offices in other states, seeing their economies take off and thrive. They were recovering from our nation's historic recession. I would then come home to the state that I love to find us struggling, stuck at the bottom in every category that matters. And we don't have to relive the past few years. Everyone was touched by it. But it was this environment that caused me to reach deep and ask, what more can I do to make a difference, to address a pattern seen throughout our state history? From the dust bowls of the 1930s to the oil glut of the 1980s, where we have lived for each boom and we've starved in each bust. Like you, I was frustrated. Like you, I am motivated. I see untapped potential. I see opportunity. I see great men and women around me. I see promises to be kept. I see jobs. I see progress. I see a top 10 Oklahoma. I know it's possible because I spent the past 18 months traveling the state listening to Oklahomans in all 77 counties, holding more than 300 town halls, knocking on the doors of strangers, and learning the platform and the mandate that Oklahomans wanted for their next governor. Here's what I heard. We know we can be and should be a top 10 state. Why? Because we are Oklahoma. Proud of our hardworking, God-fearing people. It is because of Oklahoma's work ethic that in Lawton, one of Goodyear's largest tire manufacturing facilities in the world is located. That American Airlines has its largest maintenance and repair facility in the world in Tulsa. That we are the birthplace of companies like Quick Trip, Hobby Lobby, and Sonic. It's because of Oklahoma's work ethic that our farmers and ranchers are the top five in the nation in the production of beef cattle, wheat, canola, cotton, and pecans. We are Oklahoma, proud of our natural resources, from abundant water in the east to oil, natural gas, and wind energy that stretches across the west. It's this entrepreneurial spirit and innovation with our resources that allowed Oklahoma to play a leading role in making America energy independent. In Oklahoma, we are number four in oil production, number three in natural gas production, and number two in wind energy production. We are Oklahoma, proud of our abundant land and our central location in the United States. It's what makes us home for a booming aerospace industry, five thriving military bases, and the largest, most inland river port in the nation with the Port of Catoosa. It's this pride that will allow us to move forward together, not as Republicans or Democrats, but as Oklahomans, locked hand in hand, arm in arm. And to that, we must ask, what is it going to take to get this turnaround started? Are we ready to look each other in the eyes and honestly say, we got this. We can do this together. I am. But for us to be successful, I need you to join me. State government is not the answer to all of our problems. We must get involved in our schools, in our churches, in our neighborhoods, in our local nonprofits to diagnose and solve the unique challenges county by county so that no one person falls through the cracks, because every life in Oklahoma is worthy of our respect and help. And I know that working together, we will be a top 10 state. And as I begin serving today as your next governor, let me tell you where Oklahoma's turnaround starts for me: accountability. It starts today by demanding accountability in our state government. In this administration, we're going to get to the bottom of every tax dollar spent. We're going to ensure every dollar matches the values and visions of Oklahoma becoming a top 10 state. We will bring Oklahoma fully into the digital age and maximize our services while creating an efficient process that allows us to do it at the lowest possible cost. We can only guarantee such accountability when state agencies understand that they exist to serve and to answer to the people of Oklahoma. We need to change how Oklahoma's 400 agencies and commissions are comprised. Our current system gives agencies too much independence from the voter. They have the ability to ignore executive orders, skirt around laws passed by the legislature, hide pockets of money, and protect their own interests by hiring lobbyists. To my fellow Oklahomans, this must change if we're going to move the needle. And let me speak directly to state employees working across our state agencies. We have a great opportunity, and you should get excited. I need you to step forward with ways to deliver efficiencies, to modernize, to meet the needs of the Oklahoma customer, to help us become a customer-focused government. With new leadership, you will be the change agents and innovators that help us become top 10. And to my fellow elected officials in the House and the Senate, let's unite around delivering this accountability. The people deserve it. And with it, state government will live within its financial means, and we will execute a top-to-bottom review, set meaningful priorities, and establish measurable goals. And Oklahoma's turnaround also starts with education. You know, and I'm fully convinced Oklahoma can have a top 10 education system. I also see the nation pointing to Oklahoma and saying, this is what's possible. That is already true of Oklahoma's pre-K program, and it's already true with access to career techs statewide, a system that has been nimble and robust in helping us train the workforce of today. We have much to be proud of, and I commend the legislature for the work that they've done and the progress they made last year. But we still have more progress to make. It will require us to recognize that reforming and improving education should not be a partisan issue. Getting our children ready to thrive and face the challenges of the future should be our shared priority. We're going to break down silos between common ed, career techs, and higher ed. But more government money is not the answer alone. We need families working together with the school to help children unlock their full potential and overcome all odds. Every child in Oklahoma deserves to be inspired by the very power of education itself and the potential of a brighter future. This is why we will value teachers and seek to recruit the very best teachers in the profession. In his Stitt administration, we will also work to address our ranking in incarceration. And I want to take a moment to recognize Governor Mary Fallon for starting the hard work and beginning a much-needed conversation around this issue. Thank you, Governor Fallon. You know, my eyes were open to this issue while on the campaign trail a year ago in December when I met a lady named Rhonda. Rhonda runs a ministry in Claremore where she provides opportunity for women reentering society after prison and drug addiction. Rhonda told me that her own incarceration saved her life from drugs, but she is sounding the alarm for the extreme length of prison time that women today are receiving for nonviolent offenses in Oklahoma. These sentences make reintegration into society much more challenging. They often destroy families, and they fall short in respecting the dignity, worth, and potential of people who have made mistakes and need help. Rhonda's ministry and many like it across our state are a vital component to helping Oklahoma tackle our number one ranking in incarceration. As a state, we must do better. And we must believe in the power of second chances, of grace and redemption. It will require us to step forward as citizens, as churches, as job creators, as a government to bring this meaningful change. Rhonda, thank you for being here today. And finally, in all that we do and the decisions that we make, it will come back to growth. We will ask ourselves, does this new bill, does this new investment, does this regulation grow Oklahoma? We are at our best when people are gainfully employed, when wages are improving, when people have freedom to innovate and access to opportunity. Today, the nation needs to hear. The business community needs to hear. Rural Oklahoma needs to hear. The manufacturing industry, aerospace, technology. In a Stitt administration, Oklahoma is open for business. We will help our local businesses expand. We will recruit. We will train and supply the modern day workforce. And we will bring Oklahoma to the world, and we're going to bring the world to Oklahoma. Friends, we are either moving forward or we're falling behind. And I believe we have more opportunity today than any day in our history to start a business, to expand an existing one, to move our state forward. This may seem too bold for some. Big goals can often feel unattainable, but don't say that to a guy who was told it was impossible to build a nationwide mortgage company with $1,000 in a computer. And don't tell that to a guy who was told that a political outsider couldn't become governor. As we close our time together, here is my commitment to you. You, the people, come first. I commit to you to be a good listener, a continuous learner, and a committed communicator and a bold leader for the decisions that make a difference for today's children and the next generation. I'm humbled by the trust you placed in me to serve as your next governor, and I thank you for your prayers, for your support, and your encouragement. Thank you for your commitment to making Oklahoma a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Let's get this done together, folks, because Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
The inaugural address of Governor Kevin Stitt, 28th governor of the state of Oklahoma. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.